Number one, choosing a present.
So how about getting Sarah one of these tablets?
Her parents have already bought her one.
I know her cell phone's fairly new, but what about some accessories for it?
I remember her saying she needed to protect it. Look at these stylish cases over here.
I was going to suggest earphones, but I guess your idea is better.
Number two, sharing news.
It's nice to hear some good news for a change.
What's happened?
Tim and Lucy are getting engaged.
She didn't mention it to me when we were chatting last night. Why does she always have to keep me in the dark?
Chill out. It's not like he's your ex or something.
Number three. Exchanging views.
Unfortunately, the whole country is going through hard times, financially, I mean, and that will influence who people choose more than anything.
I think that it's a convenient excuse, though. They've been putting off upgrading the old bridge, and there's plenty more that needs to be done to get this town on its feet again.
That's my point. Nobody's going to propose raising taxes just before it's time to vote.
Number four, in the school cafeteria.
Philippa didn't turn up for cheerleading practice again.
She hasn't been herself lately. Any idea why?
I thought you might have a better idea. You're on the cheerleading team, too.
Beats me. Maybe I'll drop in at her place later.
Number five, at the bus stop.
Hi, Sharon. Don't you normally drive to work?
I do, but my car's in the shop again. It's the third time in the last 6 months.
Sounds like you need a new set of wheels.
You're telling me.
Number six, a basketball game.
Did you catch the game last night?
I did. It was a great finish.
Yeah. After being 20 points behind in the third quarter, who would have thought they'd pull it back to win by four?
They aren't as dominant a team as they used to be. Still, you can't beat the drama of all of these close-run games they've been having lately.
A lot of credit has to go to Coach Daniels. He makes sure the team never quits.
Number seven, a robbery.
Did you hear? The bank that George works at got held up yesterday.
What? I had no idea. Was he hurt?
Just a little shaken up like the rest of the staff. The robbers were armed to the teeth and got away with a lot of cash.
I hope they catch them.
Well, the police found the getaway vehicle burned out on the highway.
Number eight, at the airport.
I'm glad there wasn't much traffic. Our flight's due to leave in just over an hour.
Thank goodness for online check-ins. I used to hate standing in line for that. And it's good that there's hardly anyone waiting at the counter to drop off baggage.
Well, let's get this case over there so we can head to the gate.
It takes a while to get through security, but booking priority boarding means that we won't have to wait around in the departure lounge too long.